You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze, who is from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. Nick, I'm looking at the value traded, which is the first thing I do these days, because it sort of indicates that there might actually be someone wanting to have something to do with the JSE Securities Exchange. Not bad, 17.2 billion. I think yesterday it was 13.8 or something.
Yeah, actually, yeah, not bad at all, Lindsay. Actually, 12.9. It was just shy of 13 yesterday. So quite a big jump up from 12.9 to 17.2. Yeah, and as I said, we were chatting off air. It felt like all of a sudden this little bit of a sleepy like slumber that the JSE and quite frankly some shares of some markets offshore had also been sort of dithering along going nowhere finally found a little bit of volatility kicking back. And as we said, we are getting closer to this the Super Wednesday and ECB and all the other out coming up. So maybe all of a sudden
tomorrow?
People are squaring up positions. That is correct. Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Of course, it's Manchester United versus Barcelona. That's the only super thing about what's happening tomorrow. But we don't want to talk about football now. I do that with David Shapiro. Okay, I've got the most viewed shares, Steinhoff, as always, Sibanye, Jubilee Platinum and Naspers. What did you see today that makes you sound a little bit more enthused than you were yesterday?
Well, first of all, it has to be volume. Second of all, it has to be the unloved sector of the retailers.
Yeah.
Retailers being, I mean, anything consumer-facing recently has just been taking a, you know, a real hiding on SA Inc. And finally today, we've got some decent volumes coming through. I mean, even I was laughed at something earlier on. I said, you know, it's a bull market when you have Woolies up at the same time as Truworths, you know, and a few of the others, you know, all showing a little bit of a bounce back. Mr. Price as well, 2.7% up. And yeah, so I guess for me that was the real sort of finally maybe some bottom picking ahead. We had some IMF growth numbers out, which basically reaffirmed that growth in South Africa is exactly as we expected, pretty anemic. But then, on the back of that, that was interesting that the retailers were the ones the foreigners typically come for. Also bearing in mind the rand at one stage threatening to break that 14 level to the dollar, trading down at 14.01. So those are the two key standouts to me, the currency moves and strength of the retailers.
Okay, let me just give you a couple of numbers before we talk more about individual performances. The banks were down 0.5%, financials down 0.25%. Industrials were very slightly weaker. Retailers, as you quite rightly said, had a good day, up 1.5%. Resources down 2/3. Gold shares, 0.2% up the golds. The platinum's up 0.5%. All share, 57,838, down 0.25%. And the value traded, 17.2 billion. I've got Steinhoff, Sibanye, Jubilee Platinum, and Naspers as the most watched shares on ShareNet. And I've got the top five up and down. Let me just refresh my screen in case I get it wrong, which I did a couple of days ago. Let's have a look now. The top five major moves to the upside. Dis-Chem, retailer. Itel Tile, retailer. Mr. Price, retailer. ShopRite, retailer. Aspen, we know what Aspen does. Interesting.
Interesting. And just to dig down a bit further, we actually had some few of the sort of unloved shares too of recent. Blue Label Telecoms also on the top 10, up 2.9%. And right near the bottom, it's still a decent 2.57% of ShopRite Holdings that's on the upside.
Yeah.
And on the downside, we're looking at a few of the miners who are getting a bit back off their recent runs. African Rainbow Capital Investments also at the bottom there, 2.76%. And Luxury Goods, Richemont on decent volume, I must say, closing under 100 at 99, down 3.88%. But that is, I think, a direct reflection of the IMF downgrading world growth. I mean, obviously, you'd expect luxury goods to get hit with a double whammy of the rand being strong too. So they're taking a bit of pain today.
South 32 down 4.2%, Richemont down 3.9%, Quilter a 2.6% loser, Into Prop 2.5%, and Hammerson property company down 2.2% as well. After the market closed, Mobile MTN Holdings Limited. No, that's not the one that I was looking at. Sibanye Gold Limited proposed placing of new ordinary shares. What is that?
I was actually going to say that right now, coming across my screen, as you said. So let me just look here. I'm reading off SENS as it ticks through here. So Sibanye is going to raise $130 million gross, million dollars, that is, proceeds from a placing, a share placing. It's going to work out, Dixie, because that's quite dilutive. Let me just see what I didn't think.
While you're doing that, Pumalolo,
108 million new shares to be issued. So watch the share tomorrow because that's quite a dilutive placing.
Yeah, and why are they doing it?
Well, they haven't actually said. It looks like they need to raise some cash. They're saying it's in line with recent estimates with guidance, but I certainly think this is going to catch the market tomorrow morning.
Pumalela, update in respect of the urgent application. I don't know what that is. It's a small cap. Otherwise, you're looking forward to this wacky Wednesday. What did you call it? Super Wednesday?
Super Wednesday. You know, the certainly the U.S. financial markets are wonderful with their different names. And whether it's Black, what is it, Black Thursday or Black Monday, now we have Super Wednesday. But it actually, funny enough, it is quite a chock-full sort of day. We have ECB coming out with trading with obviously the interest rate decisions. Yes. We have sort of what they call, I don't even know what they call it now. Basically, they're trying to resolve the Brexit. The EU are sitting down with May and her government. I think they're calling it a summit tomorrow. We have
emergency meeting of the European Union. And yes, I know that she met Macron and Merkel today, which is it's absolutely fascinating. I wish it had gone to the top, first of all, rather than right at the end, because the UK is supposed to be leaving the EU on Friday. I mean, it's Tuesday today.
Yeah. And bearing in mind, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's taken 3 years for these guys to sort it out or not sort it out. And they're ever so close to the final date. But, I mean, I can't see something resolved in a hurry. Look, I must say, if you look at the currencies too, the pound has been treading water but has getting weaker. And the euro, funny enough, is actually strengthening. So it is implying that we are near an endgame. Yeah, I think most palms will be quite happy just to get out regardless whether it's a hard breakfast or soft breakfast, what I've heard.
Yeah, I just wish they would just have left it alone. Okay, let's have a look at the currencies and the commodities. Dollar rand 14.04, British pound against the rand 18.34, and the euro rand is 15.83 with the euro dollar 112.75. On the overseas markets, Dow Jones was down around about 220 at one stage. It's only down 154 at the moment at 26,186 and a bit of change. S&P is, down 12 points, and in London, the FTSE is down 0.25%. And on the commodities markets, well, we've got the gold price in dollars, 13.05, up 7 1/3. Not bad, actually. Nice little move there. Brent crude oil, 17.99, which is 50 cents per barrel weaker, 56 cents per barrel weaker. Platinum is 900 on the nose, down 8. And palladium, 13.64, up 11. Nick, predictions tonight, please. I know you're not a football fan, but you can't help but be sort of intrigued by Tottenham's first game at their new stadium against Manchester City in the quarterfinal of the UEFA Champions League first leg. Tottenham versus Manchester City, score prediction, please. First leg, of course.
Yeah, first leg. Okay, I'm going to go with let me go with Spurs. Let me go with the North London boys. 2-1 to Spurs.
2-1 on the night. Not a bad prediction. Nick Kunza, thank you so much for your time this evening. Nick is from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.